This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 409 for Friday, May 26th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Friday morning, seeing a modest recovery amid IDEA's recent losses were overdone. Canola up 4 to over $6, July up $6.30 at $692.50 per ton. Gains in Chicago soy oil provided spillover support, with European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil also up overnight. Canada exported 128,000 tons of canola during the week ended May 21st. That brought the year-to-date total to just over 7 million tons. And the exports to date are up by 52% from the same point last year. Good seeding progress across the prairies and improving moisture conditions in some areas did account for some selling pressure, with recent losses also bearish from a chart standpoint. Markets in the U.S. will be closed Monday for Memorial Day, while the ICE canola futures will trade their usual hours. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all higher, with positioning ahead of the long weekend a feature. Talk the U.S. government is close to reaching a deal to raise its debt ceiling was a supportive influence. Soy oil, it's posting the largest gains of the soy complex today, pulling beans up as well. July soybeans up 12 cents at $13.36 per bushel. Seeding operations across the Midwest are nearing their final stages, with only about 10% of intended soybean acres left to go in the ground. Forecasts are calling for hot and dry temperatures across the growing areas, and that was behind some of today's buying interest as traders put in a weather premium ahead of the weekend. Corn also underpinned by the hot and dry weather, with about a quarter of the crop thought to be dealing with drought conditions. July corn up 7 cents at $5.98 per bushel. Corn seeding is likely nearing completion in most areas of the U.S., with only the northernmost states experiencing delays. All three U.S. wheat markets are higher. Minneapolis up 4 cents in the July contract at $8.09 per bushel. Chicago up 6 cents at $6.10 per bushel, but Kansas City turning mixed, dipping a quarter cent in the July contract at $8.17 and three quarters. The more deferred contracts all still higher. U.S. winter wheat crops continue to suffer from heat and dryness, with some fields likely going unharvested. Meanwhile, spring wheat seedings continue to run behind normal. However, wheat crops elsewhere in the world are in reasonably good shape, with France pegging their wheat at 93% good to excellent. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, May 26th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.